Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy.
Welcome aboard. Next stop, Fiona, Melbourne.
It's 4:30. You're on Joy 94.9. In the back seat, help me out getting you home this afternoon. It's the wonderful Fiona. Good afternoon, Fiona.
Good afternoon, Michael. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's nice to have you keeping me company.
Yeah, I don't want you to be lonely.
No, well, I was lonely last week, but it was a public holiday, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, sorry, I did leave you in
no, that's okay. No one listened on was it Queen's birthday? Well, everyone's out enjoying their birthday on the Queen's birthday.
Even the Queen.
Even the Queen. we'll actually talk about her later. She was upstage over the weekend.
Was she?
She was a good old Queen.
Hard to upstage the Queen.
Oh, it is. Any Queen, really. Look around here. Now, what is happening in Melbourne this week?
Well, look, we are heading right into winter, but I've been having to
chill.
Scrape into the barrel to find things
scraping.
Going on. Everyone's hibernating. But you know that I'm a big football fan.
You are.
And
one of the biggest.
One of the biggest at Joy, I think. I think I can claim that title.
Oh, you pretty much have a show by yourself now, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm part of the Sports Bag Show on Wednesday night and do the Premiership Quarter, the AFL update. But there's a little Community Cup event that happens once a year down at Elsternwick Oval.
Yes.
And it's done between a couple of other community radio stations, Triple R, PBS, and also a whole bunch of musicians, and they play against each other to raise money for Sacred Heart.
Yes. That's Mission. That's our Mission.
Oh, no, it's not Sacred Heart anymore. It's Reclink.
Oh, is it new?
They do sport. Oh, sorry.
Okay, sorry.
I was stuck in 2005.
Oh, so it was all right.
They raise money for Reclink, which is an organisation that does sport with disadvantaged youth and the like, and includes lots of people. So you give a donation at the gate, and it's great. They have music during half time. It's the old fashioned football where you kick the footy on the oval, half time, quarter time, before the game, after the game.
It could be muddy. It could be dry. There are people in white coats.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You know.
And there's the people with the cars tooting during when you get a goal. It's classic.
I miss
classic
that.
1980s football.
As a Werribee boy, we will always go down to Churnside Park when it was Churnside Park. I think they've got a name now, like all ovals do. They've got some sponsor.
Got a sponsor.
It does. But we're going to Churnside Park, get the car, back it up, open the boot, and sit there and watch the footy.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's so 1980s.
Good old fashioned.
Well, I used to go to the football and collect aluminium cans in the half time.
Oh, I'll keep busy.
And you get 75 cents a litre, so that used to pay for my football ticket for the next week.
See what you are. See the kids.
It's about recycling. It's about football. It's about community.
Exactly. Speaking of community, a hello to Jackie from Ripon Lee, who's sent through her.
It's near Elsternwick.
It is. It is. It is. Yes, it is. It's sent through her. What do you call it? A membership. I'm lost.
What do you call it? A membership.
Membership. Thank you. You can become a member still, or renew your membership, and still go in the draw to win that smart card. Beep beep. That we had for Radiothon. And while you're there, chuck in a donation, right, and save some cash from going to the tax man.
Yeah, because it's nearly June the 30th.
It is. So not long, 15 days.
Yeah, got to do your tax.
Well, you do have to do your tax. I do, actually. If someone was to do my tax for me, it's not that hard. It's just really painful.
You could put that on Airtasker.
I could. I don't want to pay, though,
see
for
how that
it.
Goes.
I can't claim that one back, actually. Yeah. I'd rather go through an accountant for that one. It's time to see what's getting Fiona angry. Fiona, you're good at being angry.
I am. I would say I'm an expert.
You are. Look,
I find something to whinge about wherever I am.
Yes, yes.
See opportunities to whinge.
And you have to take them. If you see them, you have to take them.
You do have to take opportunities. Life is short.
It is. Yes, yes. What's pissing you off this week?
Well, this week I had to travel up to Tamworth for work.
Yeah.
And therefore I had to board and fly on four planes.
Hey, well,
you can see where this is going.
Four planes.
So I had to fly from Melbourne to Sydney, Sydney to Tamworth, Tamworth to Sydney, Sydney to Melbourne.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
it was all in 3 days.
Okay, fine.
And there was a lot of etiquette that I think people are unaware of. Boarding planes.
Yes.
One is, I don't understand why people push in on the line, because we're all getting on a flight that's leaving at the same time.
Yes.
It's not like if you push in, you've got any advantages.
No. No.
You're pretty much taking up the same time as I am.
Yes.
So don't be rude.
No.
The other thing that people did that I think is bad etiquette on a plane, some people went, oh, I don't want to get on. I don't want to walk through the tarmac and get on the back stairs. I want to go in the front row. And, of course, then they were walking past everybody to get onto their seat. And I'm like, you went the wrong way.
I really dislike that.
I mean, come on.
Look, they don't tell you to get on a particular set of stairs for no particular reason. They're not saying, hey, we want to make life difficult for you.
Half the plane cold and half the plane not.
Yeah, no. No. They're actually wanting you to get on the plane in a nice amount of time.
Yeah.
They're not trying to...
And so that people don't collide in the middle and have to climb over each other coming from different directions.
Even going the same direction when they miss their seat or decide, oh, hang on, my mates are over here and I'm over here. I'm going to have a chat with them before the plane goes. No, not when you have a line of people trying to get past you.
Or take their time putting their baggage in the baggage carousel.
Or people who have too much baggage.
Yeah, and then you have to put your baggage up the other end or a few places away from your seat.
Oh, so not
so
nice.
So we need to write a manual.
We do.
An etiquette manual.
And it needs to be on every single aeroplane in the world.
Yeah. we can make money out of this.
Yes. That's called a monopoly, and I quite like it.
Segway?
Yeah,
no?
Well, no.
Not a segway?
No.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.